Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Stein joins us this morning. Mark, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, my pleasure. Great to be with you, Webster. I'm actually just looking at the picture of Dennis and me for the show, and I think Dennis is one of those Hollywood haircuts where it looks like he's been, you know, you were talking about hair. He has one of those Hollywood haircuts where he looks like he's been sleeping in a dumpster, but in fact, it's a $1,900 Beverly Hills haircut to get it to look that tousled.
Very, very she, isn't it? I think it is.
I think you look more adorable than he does.
Don't get that wrong. He's the adorable one. I'm the deplorable one.
I was wondering if that was a 50-50 split. So how does this come to be? Do you call Dennis Miller? Does Dennis Miller call you and say, you know what we should do?
Oh, when you're at Dennis's level, no, he doesn't call me. He has his people call my people. and I don't have any people, so I was just getting random calls from various of his low-level people, and then eventually I came through to a slightly more senior person, and we put the tour together. That's how that works.
All right, so you two get together. What happens? Is there, like, a lot of soft shoe routines happening here, or what's going on? What do we expect?
Is there dancing involved?
Yeah.
You've just given away the first 20 minutes of the show.
Oh, no.
It's fantastic. We do a 20-minute soft shoe to the windmills of your mind, and generally speaking, the house is pretty. People have fled in terror by then, and it's safe to go home by the end of that.
That's outstanding.
Mark, what time is it where you're at right now?
I'm in the U.S. Eastern time zone,
which God.
I don't know what you're on. You're on Finland time this morning or something like that? I don't know.
I'm just glad to know because you really sound awake and you sound funny. And I think it's hard when you're doing something that is going to be funny, you know, and then you come on these shows and it's like, so make us laugh. But adorable, deplorable. Let's just talk a little bit about that. Obviously, you're having fun with the name that was given to, people who had supported the Trump. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seems like there's not a lot funny anymore about politics. People are so much on like this, you know, hate no matter which side you're on.
Yeah, actually, I think one of the things about politics is even if you're hyper-partisan, you should always be able to see the comedy and the ridiculousness in your own side. And I think that's a vanishing quality. I remember when I 20 years ago, I was at the impeachment trial at the Senate for President Clinton, and I found myself in the elevator with Strom Thurmond, who was like only 103 or whatever he was.
Yes.
And I was between Barbara Boxer and Strom Thurmond.
Wow.
And Strom Thurmond reached out and started stroking my hand because he momentarily confused me with Senator Barbara Boxer. And the fact that you can't, the fact that he's a Republican and the other one's a Democrat, you know, that's the kind of bipartisan spirit where the 103-year-old leathery Republican starts stroking the pert Democrat brunette. That's the kind of bipartisan outreach we just don't have anymore.
Well, he'd probably be in jail right now.
That's the world's oldest Me Too, actually. When you started with Miss South Carolina 1908 and you're still carrying on with Miss South Carolina 2007, that's pretty impressive.
So, you know, we've all heard the story, excuse me, the big one is always Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan. They were, you know, mortal enemies, but at the end of the night, they'd have an Irish whiskey and sit down and talk to each other. Yeah. Why do you think, does it still happen that way, do you think? Or is it like media and social media that fuel this thing where you have to win at all costs and everybody else be damned?
Yeah, I think there is actually a lot of that has disappeared. I mean, I do think there are actually Democrat senators who hate Republican senators. You saw some of that on the Judiciary Committee. You saw it when Jeff Sessions was nominated for Attorney General. And actually, people who'd served with him in the Senate on the Democrat side didn't like him, didn't vote for him. I do think I don't like too much collegiality. And I don't think the public likes it, because but for the vast mass of people, this whole kind of constant war about everything, it's just too intense to maintain for 24 hours a day. You can't do it.
Yeah, talk about talk radio, only because I've been here working, and you know, Rush has been on the air here since, you know, I think it was 1989. With our station anyway. But it really seems, though, for the GOP, that talk radio has been extremely important and really seems to be kind of guiding this current presidency, though. I mean, we've heard about that just with the outcry after the possible deal, you know, without the border funding. As someone who works in talk radio, obviously you have to see how powerful it is.
Yeah, well, I think that the thing is, you shouldn't be able to get too out of step with your base, and talk radio is super responsive to the base and super in tune with the base. And the lesson of the 2016 campaign is that it's a lot easier for the base to get itself a new elite than it is for the elite to get itself a new base. I mean, we've seen just in the past few weeks with like magazines like the Weekly Standard folding that it's very easy to sort of swan around Washington as a person who goes to the cocktail parties and purports to be a member of the elite, and it turns out you don't actually represent anybody. Rush represents a huge amount of people, and talk radio in general represents a huge amount of people. And when people say, oh, well, they shouldn't be listening to Rush Limbaugh. Okay, you take Rush's 25 million listeners out of the equation, and what do you bring to the table? I mean, that's the question for these people. What do you got instead that replaces the people that Rush is in tune with and that talk radio is in tune with?
Yeah. Mm. The State of the Union finally is scheduled now, February 5th. Your prediction is we get a straight State of the Union speech, or we get a State of the Union speech mentioned and then bashing Pelosi and Schumer for an hour.
I can't. Look, I hate to come the other sibilated forwarder on you, but you know, like in Ottawa, they have like a throne speech, right? Yeah. And it's either the Queen or the Viceroy. And this is a republic shouldn't have like an imitation throne speech. So I think they should do it old school. The president should just mail something in, and if he wants to do something other than that, I loved it when Nancy Pelosi canceled. He should have actually done it from the southern border, holding a brick and laid the first brick at the end of the speech.
Oh man, it would have been monstrous. Could you imagine? Yeah.
You know, as much as I think that, you know, it's really crazy right now in our government, when I look at what's going on over in England, and whenever I watch Parliament, I always feel like people are going to start throwing chairs. And then I wonder, how far are we away from that?
Well, if you've ever seen Prime Minister's Questions in the Australian Parliament, because that's like, people like the UK version, but the Australian one is like extreme Prime Minister's Questions, and they're much closer to the chair throwing, Nancy, and I actually think we could use a bit of that. That's the other thing that annoys me here, is when you see some, you know, Mitch McConnell or whoever Chuck Schumer giving a speech in the Senate, and they get two staffers to sit behind them, so it looks like there's anybody in the room. So they're basically it's like a Potemkin parliament. It's like a parliament of one. It's like every man his own parliament. Mm. I wouldn't mind a bit of the old chair throwing in there.
It's old fashioned.
Just to keep it interesting from time to time.
Well, yeah.
What do you think's going to happen with this 2020 race? I mean, you see how many, as a Democrat, you know, watching how many Republicans up on stage
every Democrat has thrown their hat in so far.
It is going to be just a polar, you know, 180 degree from what we saw before. But what do you think's going to happen here in this race?
Well, I like the way every Democrat is running. For one thing, they may actually lose their majority in the House if enough Democrats run so that they're all in New Hampshire and Iowa and there's nobody back in Washington to vote for anything. So I'm in favor of them all jumping in. I'm in favor of the Starbucks guy.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that. How about
Who's now running as an independent?
That is an odd situation. And for Democrats, they're like, are you kidding me? But again, then you've got the president who at first insulted him and then next said, well, I helped him do this because I know it will help me. So right. I never know the real story.
No, it would be actually to the president's advantage for the Starbucks guy to actually jump in the race. And I think actually somebody is going to do that because the Democrat field is going to get too crowded, and they're going to get more left wing the more crowded they get. And so at some point, there will be some sort of centrist, so-called centrist challenge.
Do you think the president's going to see a primary challenge?
There are no takers for a John Kasich presidency. Because in New Hampshire, we don't get any of the regular commercials. For the 3 years before Election Day, we don't get the MyPillow guy or the self-lubricating catheter. Those are exotic inventions unknown to New Hampshire because we get John Kasich for 3 years saying, I'm proud to say I was the son of a mailman. Yeah, I know John Kasich's biography better than I know my own. I could be John Kasich.
But he could run against him, or he could run as an independent as well.
Yeah, he could, but there isn't any market for that. The thing about the Republicans, whatever you feel about Trump, and the big chunk of the Republican Party hates Trump, they're going to sink or swim with Trump. The idea that somehow they can, Jeff Flake will lead the people out of darkness and into the promised land. Jeff Flake doesn't have any. There's no Jeff Flake constituency. I can't remember the guy that Bill Kristol put up to run against Trump, the fella from National Review, and I made a rather cheap joke about him that he had all the qualities of leadership except followers. That's like Jeff Flake. That's like all these guys at the media.
I just wonder if they would want to play the part of a spoiler. That's all. You know, if one of them might say, I might try to do it just, an independent from the right to try to screw things up too.
No, I don't. In the end, I think they'll chicken out of that. So the fun will be if there's like a centrist technocrat, like a Bloomberg or a Schultz, who decides he doesn't want to get...
Yeah, two rich guys, right? Two more rich guys, just what we need.
Yeah. Well, except Bloomberg at least spends 3 days a week at his place in Bermuda. So he can only do 4/7 of the damage that any other rich guy can.
Nice. Mark Stein has teamed up with Dennis Miller for the Adorable Deplorable Tour coming to the FM Kirby Center for the Performing Arts Saturday, March 2nd. You can get tickets at kirbycenter.org, at the box office, or call 826-1100. Mark Stein, it was a pleasure talking to you this morning. Thanks for
being
here.
Yeah, great talking with you guys.
You
all
too.
Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.